It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yeah, that's right, folks. Sorry. It's me again, your host, Joe Canale, and this is your Daily Sports Dump for Tuesday, November 12th, 2019.
Wow, this year flew.
Hey, you're not supposed to talk until I'm done with the jokes. Well, spoiler.
Start over.
No, I will not. I only got two jokes. Now for the jokes. The Seahawks handed the 49ers their first loss last night, winning 27-24 in overtime. Seattle coach Pete Carroll said the game served as a nice dress rehearsal for a potential Super Bowl rematch with the Patriots, as it had everything. Hard-nosed defense, special teams, miscues, and a back-breaking Russell Wilson interception on a pass play that never should have been called. You would have had to watch the game to really get that joke. Really closely, right? You can comment.
I think all those who watched the game last night are just in stitches at home right
good.
Now.
Good. Thank you. In baseball, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso was the runaway selection for National League Rookie of the Year yesterday. When asked about his future with the Mets, a team official said they soon plan to make Alonso their second highest paid player right after Bobby Bonilla.
Very good.
Still getting paid 20 years after retiring. Okay, folks, look it up. Those were the jokes. Just a couple, because I didn't want to, you know, fill the whole program with jokes when we have when we've got you here, Nick.
Yeah, but those were terrific jokes. Make no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Now, we just did another podcast we don't have to talk about and talked about and talked about Frenzy. And I don't mind talking about Frenzy a little bit here, giving
sure,
you a little double
sure.
publicity.
Wow.
Because you've been so helpful to the dump. Actually made the logo, I think, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Well, with the assistance of clip art for that generic dumpster portion.
Everything's just generic enough.
Yeah. But everything else is personal touches.
Oh, the personal touches are unbelievable. The colors, the styling.
My friend's young child had some success in baseball, so I made him all sorts of custom images.
Well, that's not going to help on the podcast if you're going through your phone for them.
I'll just show you one as a teaser. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's a baseball card. The tops, yes. That's like what? Is that
87?
87. I was going to say 88. That's one of the last years I collected baseball cards.
Yeah. Nice. And that's the tip of the iceberg, but that doesn't read well on air. So.
That's really good, though. Yeah. Your work's gotten really good. Speaking of your work.
Oh, are you talking about the one-of-a-kind Frenzy vid?
Yeah. Tell me about Frenzy a little bit. Now, Frenzy doesn't necessarily, there's not a huge Venn crossover with the sports.
Well, they're
but
the number
the
one comedy
part.
Of the University of Connecticut Huskies. They're beloved in Storrs, Connecticut. It's probably the number one comedy.
Frenzy
hit.
Is?
Yeah, absolutely. Fifi Lumo. There's some great sports. There's a great athletic display in Fifi Lumo. You guys can check that out on the FrenzyVid playlist. Hashtag FrenzyVid on YouTube. 50 video playlist. Real deal.
And the one you're recommending for sports fans is?
Fifi Lumo. You'll recognize the name.
Is it a recent one, Fifi Lumo, or is it in the
Fifi
first earlier?
It may have been in September or October.
Okay, so it's probably, you know, like number 40.
Mid, yeah.
38-40.
Yeah. It's regarding the sport tennis.
Oh, yes.
And there's a simulated battle that takes place on camera. It's really exciting. Yeah, and it's quick. You know?
Maybe we can share that on the Twitter page if we get like a tag or something. We'll look to put that because we like putting sports videos up.
Great. I believe there's also an Ocean Breeze style jump shot tutorial in a different video. I can't think of the name right now.
I love jump shot tutorials.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Tom Emanski video.
Sure, but for basketball.
I mean, what if Frenzy did a baseball fundamentals video?
I was coached by an Emanski disciple who also pitched with Rob Dibble in high school.
You don't say.
Yeah, Joe Steele, incredible human, my second father, wonderful guy. Took us.
That was your second father.
Group of nothings to the state championship game. Yes. Well,
how many times have you referred to him as your second father?
Well, I always say my father provided love and Italian style stuff, and this guy provided discipline and no excuses mentality, and you know, put a fire in my belly.
I get it. You're saying your dad loaded you with the neuroses of his family, the Italian style stuff.
He was more of a finesse.
That's me.
Run your routes.
I'm not accepting that. I'm declining that.
You know, he was a very fundamental. My dad, at a young age, had us learning the ins and outs of running routes as receivers.
Oh, nice.
And that type of stuff.
So you guys always had a good sports IQ.
We were from the age of 8 for my brother and 5 for me. I never finished running a route.
Nice.
And I don't know if it was a reflection of frustrations.
Did you play peewee football?
In the year 1992, I shined defensively as a nose tackle, outside linebacker, and an offensive left guard. But I should have been the running back, but I had to go on vacation with my family when the positions were being assigned. So in one scrimmage game, I got to perform. I had about 11 carries for about 160 yards and 7 touchdowns.
About?
It was incredible. And we hadn't won a game, and I said to my coach, you know, please, could I be a running back? And he said, you know, Nucci can't learn the plays at the time. I'm thinking, well, the coach's son, Ryan, he has no name, was our tailback at the time.
Oh,
and the other guy.
Okay.
You know. But they knew. The proof was in the pudding. When I got a chance to shine, I showcased.
11 carries, 7 touchdowns. That's
incredible.
Yeah,
it might have been more than that. It was cartoonish. No one could take me down.
That's amazing. Yeah. I have a semi-similar story. When I was in sixth grade, I made the traveling team in basketball.
Oh, very nice. Congrats.
And then I got the chicken pox, and I missed like the first 3 practices. And the coach said, listen, you were going to be like the last guy on the bench anyway. So at this point, you're a little bit behind. Play in the league. So I was in the B league, but I was the only like A. I dominated the crap out of that league.
Yep.
It's like Nilly Rilly is here. This is the sports one. He played on the – it was similar to playing – flag football against theater league people.
Oh, wow.
Where it's like, I'm 10 yards past the line, but I'm pump faking, and they're jumping in the air. It's like,
wow.
Okay, if you don't know I can't throw the ball, I'm just going to. But the only game we lost was when I had to do the sixth grade chorus Christmas pageant thing. And so we missed I missed the game and we lost. And I was mad that I missed the game to go, who's got a beard that's long and white? Sam's got a beard that's long and white.
And you're like, I could be throwing touchdown passes right now.
Well, it was basketball.
Yeah.
To be fair, my season high was only 16 points, but most of the games, it was like 20 points was the winning team.
Wow.
Even then, I was a pretty generous distributor.
I played with
drawn you. Drawn dish.
Yeah, I always respected your style and knew what I'd be getting if you were there and you were my teammate, and I always appreciated that.
You knew most of the incidents would probably end in a fight or
absolutely,
an argument.
As they should.
How many times did you leave those softball fields after a fight? Because you probably only played like, what, 8 games? Maybe or 9 games?
I played with 3 different theater teams, IO, Second City, and the, was it the Annoyance? It must have been the Annoyance. It could have been
the Annoyance.
Now, who would have been the weird third one I'm not thinking of?
Playground?
Maybe.
They had a team.
Maybe. Mike Sercikovic.
Mike Starcevic.
Mike Starcevic.
Yep.
And
that was the IO team.
And then the other guy, Dave Zest or whatever, for Second City softball.
Dave Zest?
What was the guy's name? Give me the name here.
Dave Zest?
Who am I thinking of? He was a very passionate guy. He was in BizCo.
Joe Keefe,
yeah.
Dave Zest, all right.
Dave Zest on Sports Dump.
Dave Zest will be his code name.
Joe Keefe, that was the guy, yeah.
Yeah.
But I swear, I played on a different team very briefly. And it had to have been the Annoyance or Playground.
The only reason I don't think it was the Annoyance is because I was on the Annoyance team.
Mark Henderson would have been on the Playground team.
Yes. Mark Henderson was on the Playground team. I played my first couple years on the IO team, and then I defected to the Annoyance team because they were much better.
It's a more natural fit, too.
It is. To be fair, it was a more natural. Not that the IO, team was mostly bits.
Right.
It was me and Callahan and Scoop, and we always tried to get a home run no matter what. So sometimes you get a home run because it's theater league, but often you're out at third or home.
Or second if you're being a real jerk about it. Yeah.
Yes.
But that is
fun. We never stopped. Yeah. It's like if you got a hit, you ran until you were out or scored. And that was fun, but I was like, you're not going to win games that way consistently. So I went over to the Annoyance where I was offered the center field position. And
there you go.
And the official third,
put me in, coach.
And the official third co-captain, which means when the other two people get kicked out of the game, you get kicked out after them.
Wow, what fun!
Really awful.
Sports. I do like playing sports.
I do.
Say that.
And let me just one more thing I'll say about sports and playgrounds. I have a kid, and I take her to the playground, and there are a few things in the world I enjoy less. Unfortunately, because a couple things. I like ball sports and games and everything. No interest in that. So there's no hope of any of that. Very active, very physical, running around, constantly dangerously hanging off of the playground. And she has a streak of, what's the word? A disdain for authority, let's just say. And I don't know where she gets
Man,
it.
Man, can't imagine. I
can't imagine where she gets it. But she just makes sure to be on the opposite end of the playground as often as possible as me, so I have to, like, constantly, like, follow and everything.
She wants and freedom.
But yeah. I would if she would play catch or kick a ball, I'd do it for 3 hours. But the just observing someone doing stuff is not, and I'm not going to get on the playground thing. It's just a weird thing where they're both exercise.
Yeah.
They're both the kids socializing and getting out there. But I can't, since I can't participate in the one, it's of no interest to me. Go on.
Could I make a suggestion that might help in your observing time?
Yeah.
Perhaps you bring...
listen to the Bill Simmons Book of Basketball podcast.
Okay.
But I have to get distracted because I'm listening and I'm going after her. What were you going to
do? I just have three recommendations.
Okay.
Very quick ones.
Okay, wow.
A yo-yo. Very fun. There's movement to it. You can explore different tricks. A pro Kadima paddle and a little ball to try and see how many taps you can get walking around.
A ball and a paddle?
Or the ball attached with the string on a paddle. Up, 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 up.
Oh, so the second thing was not the ball and string.
No,
that's
no,
a paddle
that's
with
like
a free...
Like a beach paddle, but just one.
A free roaming ball. So as my daughter's out on the thing, I'm sitting there with a paddle ball.
Yeah, and I know you went to college in upstate New York or whatever, so a hacky sack might be something you could bring to kind of...
Mustachioed man hacky sacking by himself. Occasionally yelling, get off of that!
Yeah, that'd be great.
I actually, yesterday, she's trying to climb on top of the whole thing that you're not supposed to, and I'm like 40 yards away, and I just go, no! And
there
she
you
didn't
go.
Know where I was, but she identified. Cause
it very, cut through, yeah.
Very few parents will use that tone in front of, in public.
Other parents, yeah.
But she was, and I saw her get off and look around for where I was to see... Where I was observing from. I had the advantage at one point.
Isn't it funny how your parents through the ages have different relationships to you?
It is true. I just wish that I could get into some sports stuff. Now, my brother tells me that I can't go to his son's soccer games because the opponent's team was diving. And he said that I would have lost my shit and would have gotten in a fight with all the people who were telling their kids to dive every time his kid touched them. I would have.
He knows you well.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. So that's going to be difficult because I have this like gigantic nephew who's very good at soccer and who's going to be getting treated unfairly probably for the next few years. They check his birth certificate every time he shows up.
Love it.
Target. Target. And so I will have a hard time dealing with that probably as a uncle.
Well, it'll make him ultimately be even better than he could have been because he's going to get the most intense attention and pressure from the other players. So he's going to rise to a level.
That's probably true.
You know,
I need to disguise myself as like a U.S. soccer scout.
Yeah, just put on
and
a
windbreaker. And then just
in,
act like a maniac, and they'll just think,
do
wow,
it.
This guy's
yeah,
really
seriously,
like soccer.
It takes 10 minutes to print up a U.S. soccer lanyard.
Yeah.
Get yourself a windbreaker.
Yep.
Get some fancy shoes. Call
I
it
bet
a day.
I would wager you could find within two... thrift shops some kind of soccer official jacket.
Oh, without question.
Not U.S. soccer necessarily, but some soccer team looking thing that somebody would sell. All right, well, that's a plan then. All right, good. All right. One more time, give me that Frenzy episode specifically that you think.
Fifi Lumo.
So if they type in Frenzy Fifi Lumo, that's going to come up, I'm going to guess.
Yes.
That'd
or
be the first thing.
Yes, it's F-E-E. F-E-E-L-U-M-O.
Yeah, Fifi Lumo.
Yeah.
You didn't have to spell it. Everybody knows.
And hashtag FrenzyVid to find the playlist that has that very video on it. And there might be a Y at the end of Lumo or of Fifi is what my
very helpful.
My jabroni collaborator is telling us from the production booth.
That just
I know he's wrong, but I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Sure,
because I am
sure.
The
and he's not gonna he's not gonna say it on the mic, so he remains anonymous. That's good. I'm glad you called him out.
Yeah,
but that's fitting with this style of the sports dump. You should make your listeners work hard to find your stuff.
And hey, I could be wrong. There could be a Y at the end. It's such a
sometimes
journey.
Why it's a sometimes Y situation.
Boom.
There we go. Now we know why they say that. Is there?
Let's see. Friend. Oh, hold on. We have a complete wrong spelling. It turns out the spelling of Fifi is F-E-E-F-Y. What a weird word. Fifi Lumo. Like
so it's not
with
Fifi Lumo?
No, no, no. It's Fifi like beefy.
But the two Fees are spelled differently.
There's only one Fee. It's Fifi. F-E-E-F-Y.
Fifi. Okay. Fifi.
Fifi. No, Fifi. But Fifi is a clue to the numbers in my handle. Of
this belongs
Instagram.
In a different podcast. All right, folks. We'll be back with daily sports. Any sports coming up? Oh, there's a lot of good soccer, folks. The Euro 2020. During the day, you watch national soccer teams go after each other. Woo! That's my recommendation for the week.
There we go. I enjoy that recommendation.
You got any UConn playing anybody good?
Yes, tomorrow. I believe we're playing small school New York X.
SUNY
it's
Albany?
It's going to be hot. It's going to be a good game. We just defeated
Is it SUNY
Sacred
Albany?
Heart. It might be SUNY Albany.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
All right. Bye.